This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You still have
10 minutes. I still have 5 minutes now. No, now I start my 10 minutes. You're right. La, inshallah ta'ala, we'll try to be short and sweet. How short? You know what Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, radiallahu anhu wa radah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, Wallahi law saluhat qulubuna ma shabi'na min kalami rabbina. By Allah, if our hearts was to be pure, we would never be fooled by listening to the words of Allah. This is the Quran, this is the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ramadan is only once a year. You come here to enjoy the salah, you come here to enjoy listening to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I understand people have their dues and have their obligations and work and whatnot, but this is only once in a lifetime thing, so ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand and to value what we are here for and help us to practice and to convey inshallah ta'ala.
One ayah every day.
I'm gonna do this. But you, Malak al-Mawt is still next to me, an angel of death. He's reminding me of things. And I will do it, inshallah. Yeah. I will do. I haven't even started yet. Can I start now? La ilaha illallah. What is that? We Arabs, we hug and we kiss. It's okay. We Arabs, we kiss each other. But the cheek to cheek. I know in Pakistan we don't do that, but in Arab we do it. Surah Al-Ma'idah. The Shaykh have completed Surah Al-Nisa, and then they have started with Surah Al-Ma'idah. Surah Al-Ma'idah is number 5 in the Quran, has 126 ayahs in Juz number 6 and 7. It is Madani Surah. It is also considered to be from the As-Sab'a Tiwan because it's 126 ayah. It is 126 ayah. It is also called Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah Al-Uqud. You know, it starts with Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu awfu bil-uqud, all you who believe. Surah Al-Baqarah, Al-Imran, and they start with Alif Lam Mim. In Arabic, we call that Huruf Al-Tahajji. Huruf Al-Tahajji. Surah Al-Ma'idah starts with Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. We call that Al-Nida'. We call that the call. Every surah starts with an introduction. So Surah Al-Ma'idah starts with Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Oh, you who believe, that means you have to pull your ears and listen. There's a message there. Surah Al-Ma'idah, in terms of its revelation, the sequence is number 90 after Surah Al-Ahzab. This is the revelation of Surah Al-Ma'idah. In the Quran, it's positioned in chapter number 5, but in terms of its revelation, it's number 90. It talks a lot about Al-Halal wal-Haram, versus Al-Nisa, versus Al-Imran, versus Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah, we talked about Al-Baqarah, we talked about Al-Imran, Al-Nisa, who and when they were revealed. Surah Al-Ma'idah was revealed in post Hudaybiyah treated of Al-Hudaybiyah. Post-Hudaybiyah, when the Muslims were in a position of power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now is prohibiting certain things in terms of dietary, you know, laws and legislations. The Shaykh said, you know, the first ayah talking about tahreem, what was prohibited, al-dam, you know, blood, al-mayta, wal-dam, lahm al-khinzir, swine, you know, pork, things that were prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran here in Surah Al-Ma'idah prohibits al-khamr, alcohol was prohibited in this surah as well. حُرِمَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنْصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ وَالرِّجْسُ مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ. Gambling, alcohol, gambling, and such has been prohibited in Surah Al-Ma'idah. And then comes in this amazing ayah, which was revealed, and Umar al-Khattab, he says, by Allah, I know when the ayah was revealed. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَعْدَ أَعُوذِ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ أَلْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ خلاص وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. You see, when you have an iPhone right there, I have an iPhone, you maybe have a Samsung. Every time there's a phone, there's an update, and then they come up with a new release, and after a new release, and another new release, a new update, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. Today I have completed your religion. There is no more updates, there is no new versions. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. And I have perfected my blessings upon you. Wa raditu lakum al-islama deena. Islam has been chosen for all of you. Khalas. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyan wa rasoola. I am pleased, I'm content with raditu billahi rabba. Allah is my Lord. Islam is my religion and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about the quarrel that happens, that sacrifice, that challenge that happened between Cain, Qabil, and Habil, the two brothers of Adam. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions that the story with regard of them offering a sacrifice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah was to accept the sacrifice of Habil versus Qabil versus Cain, and then Cain, Qabil, who killed his brother. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam says, any person who gets killed, anyone who kills someone, Qabil will get also the sin until the end of time. Why? Because it was Qabil who introduced this crime of killing. This was mentioned also in Surah Al-Ma'idah. The end is now an ayah that will change your life. An ayah that will change your life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verse number 8 in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Verse number 8, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, كونوا قوامين لله شهداء بالقسط ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا اعدلوا هو أقسط للتقوى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh you who believe, this is something that we all live in, especially when we live in this country. يا أيها الذين آمنوا, oh you believe, be just in your judgments. Be just in your judgments. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. And sometimes it happens amongst us. He says, Allah says, do not misjudge. Let's say you have a problem with someone, right? And you dislike that person. And that person has an argument with somebody else, and that person was right. But he's your enemy. Even if he's your enemy, when you judge, judge with justice. He's my cousin. He's my brother. He's from my clan. He's from my group. I have to side with him. If he is wrong, you don't side with him. If he's right, na'am, you side with that which is right. You side with that which is al-haq. Al-haq. Don't side with al-batil. Even if he's your brother. Even if he's your sister. Even if he's from your own clan, from your own group, from your... La, you side with al-haq. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here. Unfortunately, it happens and we make this mistake. He's my cousin, I have to protect him. He's my brother, I have to protect him. He's my partner in crime, I have to protect him. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be al-adl. There were two ships fighting with one another. They headbutted each other. I'm done. There were two ships headbutting each other. And then the Prophet Muhammad told Sahaba, do you know what they're hitting each other for? You know, two goats, they were fighting with one another. The Prophet asked the Sahaba, do you know what they're fighting for? The Sahaba said, Allah, we don't know. Did he tell us what they're fighting for? The Prophet says, Allah knows. And in the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take their right. The right of the one who is head-butted, Allah will give it its right. Why? Because Allah is al-adl. Allah is just subhanahu wa ta'ala. Live with justice. Inshallah ta'ala, you shall be amongst those al-muhsineen. المقصدين بإذن الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you. May Allah bless you. May Allah reward you. Jazakum Allah khair for your patience. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you all. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.